AMAN.com.
And welcome back to News Radio KMAN's In Focus. Brandon Peoples here, joined by Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter, Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan here as we continue our discussion with Pottawatomie County Schools. And a busy time of year here. It seems like it's always busy at schools, but ramping up here as we finish up really the first half of the school year coming up. And I know you guys both talked here ahead of the program. You have some bond projects that are ongoing here. And you know, I'm new to the area, so you can maybe fill me in a little bit about your separate bond projects, whoever wants to go first here.
I'll start. Well, Brandon, we passed our bond 2 years ago. It was a $20 million bond that impacted many areas of the district. Currently, we are about 80 to 90% complete with those projects, and we are actually hosting an open house tonight to showcase some of those finished areas. The middle school, we remodeled a lot of the flooring, a new roof, new lockers, new carpeting, things of that nature. But then we also added a 4-classroom science addition and remodeled the wood shop and expanded that and moved the technology classroom to another classroom and remodeled a few of those areas. So we're opening that area up tonight. We also, our new district kitchen is been in full service since the start of the school year. That's an 8,000 square foot facility that prepares all of our meals for the entire district, and that is just an amazing facility, and so that will be open tonight as well. And then also out there, and it is at the sports complex where that building is, but the sports complex will also be open. If people have not been able to see our new locker rooms, of course, public restrooms and concession stands were open all fall, and the players were in the locker rooms using those. But now if people want to get in and see the new locker rooms, our home and visitor locker rooms, track locker rooms, and there's also a meeting room in that facility, they will be open. And it won't be quite as stinky now that most of the football gear is out and dried out and put away. So it'll be a little more pleasant experience walking into a football locker room for them. And of course, our turf football field has been used 2 years. We are working on our track currently. Unfortunately, this miserable weather we're having has slowed that process. Cold weather and putting rubber down on a track does not go together very well. But that is getting close. We still have just a little, probably a week's worth of work on that if we just can get some warm days. But they'll be able to see the progress there as well. And then lastly, the high school. Several areas there have been impacted. We have a new health and performance building, which is where our new weight room and wrestling practice area is housed. That's a building out behind the high school. Our metals shop, our egg shop and classroom were remodeled and added some welding booths and some smoke eaters and things of that nature in there. And then our fax areas, we have 2 fax classrooms, our early childhood development program and our culinary programs. Those classrooms were remodeled, and they've got some great space and great advantages and things to work with kids. So that'd be a great place to see. And then we remodeled or basically freshened up our old locker rooms, our PE locker rooms. And then where the old existing weight room was, we expanded and added more locker room space primarily for our team sports at the high school. So lots of areas to get out and see, and those will be available from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And we'll have staff on site to answer questions and help people navigate the buildings and find those areas, and we hope to see a lot of people out there tonight.
Great. And that's, again, in Wamego. A lot of interesting stuff there. How's it been to see it all come together?
Well, it's been great at times, and it's been a little frustrating at times because of things like the weather that doesn't allow contractors to get their work done. We've had a great leadership from our architects, BBN here in Manhattan, and our general our general contractor, Coonrod and Associates out of Wichita, and a lot of the local contractors have been just great resources, and a lot of them are people that live in our community. Even several of those leads on those in those areas are graduates of Wamego. So it's been a construction project. Good days and bad days, but it has been great having it all come together. Other things that we put a lot of money into technology with our one-to-one for now. It's K through 5 kids have iPads, and 6 through 12 have MacBook laptops, and that's just been fantastic and has really taken off, and teachers and students are able to do so much more in their classrooms with those devices.
Great. And I know that at Rock Creek, you guys are about a year into your bond projects?
Well, not into the projects. Okay. It's been a year since we had the bond election, and actually we had groundbreaking for the projects this past August. We've got three main projects going on that will affect our entire district. The first one to be completed will be a tech ed building on the backside of our VOAG Center out at the Rock Creek campus. One of the areas that we haven't had much experience with is within carpentry, some power and mechanics, drafting options for our junior high and high school kids, and that is one of the things that was very noted by our community as being lacking, and we will have a facility in which to offer those opening up next fall. That facility should be done in late June this next summer. So we're really, really excited about that. Right now we're advertising for a teacher to man that facility and looking hopefully to do the interviews and get someone hired early in the spring so they can be a big part of the curriculum pathway planning process as we move to open that up. The second project that will be finished is a district office and a district storage and maintenance facility also out at the Rock Creek campus. Right now our district leaders or directors are kind of scattered throughout the district, and this will put them all under one roof. The current district office staff that's up in Westmoreland now will move down that direction, and then our transportation/food service director Pam Holliday, our technology director Bobby Davis, and our groundskeeper and maintenance person Mike Threewitt will all be underneath that roof. So it'll be a lot more convenient when we need to get together on short notice for whatever reason. It'll also give us a place that while school is in session, the boardroom there will be able to accommodate 20-25 people in a training. So instead of looking to go off-site to do trainings while school's in session, we'll be able to do some within our own facilities there. And that facility should open mid-summer next year. And then the big piece of the pie is the new middle school building. Right now, our district is configured pre-K to 6th at two sites for elementary school, and then a 7-12 building junior-senior high out at Rock Creek. This will be a 5-8 middle school, so we will pull two grades out of each building to occupy this new building, giving us much-needed growth down at St. George Elementary and at Rock Creek Junior Senior High as our district continues to grow. Looking very forward to having that building open. We actually last week had our first meeting of a building leadership team, which consisted of elementary teachers and junior high teachers, junior high counselor, our curriculum director, and myself, in starting to plan what will this building look like, how will it operate, and I say look like, you know, what courses will be offered and what will be the curricular offerings and what will that those maps look like. In order to do that, we'll start on some handbook issues, and that group's going to go out and visit some successful 5th through 8th grade, similar-sized schools across the state later this month or early in December. We're working on setting up those right now, those appointments, for lack of a better term, to kind of see what some other successful schools are doing as we start that planning process. So that's very, very exciting.
You mentioned growth. What's the growth been like at Rock Creek the last few years?
Last few years, we've averaged just under 40 students per year in growth, which is substantial. If you look back 5 years ago, we were about 900 students. Right now, we're just shy of 1,100 students. So it has grown significantly when you look at percentages. 30 or 40 students, you know, in a school district the size of Manhattan may not seem like much, but for us, it is substantial.
A similar pattern there at Wamego?
Our growth is not quite as substantial as Kevin's. We've kind of been flat the last couple of years. This year we were up 8 students. Prior to that, we'd grown by as many as 90 one year. So it's kind of been bouncing back and forth. But the general upward trend is a slight growth of, you know, 5 to 10%. Expected most years. Last few we've been closer to that 5% or almost flat, but it's good sustainable growth. It's good to be growing. It's better than the opposite.
Sure.
So certainly thankful for that.
I didn't mention, but that 5th through 8th grade middle school, it will open school year 2021. It will be complete late spring of 20. Right now, again, with weather and all, when they really started doing a lot of dirt work, there in late August, the Labor Day floods, a wetter than normal October has kind of pushed things behind a little bit. But we're looking at a mid to late March of 20 to be completed with the building and then occupying that fall of 20.
That'll be a big deal, I'm sure, for the students.
It's exciting. It's caused a lot of anxiety with folks, but it is a big deal. It's an exciting opportunity to do what's best for that age of student. You know, they're by far the oldest at the elementary school when you look at the preschoolers coming in at 3 and 4 years old. And then also, you know, having the 7th and 8th graders having some separate identity from the high school. So that's exciting.
Oh, we're running short on time here. Is there anything else you wanted to hit on real quick here before we let you go?
No,
just wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, and welcome, Brandon, to the Manhattan area.
Appreciate it. We'll continue on here with K-Man's In Focus. Thank you to Tim Winter, Kevin Logan here from Pottawatomie County Schools. Back with more in just a moment on News Radio KMAN.
Is that a new hole in the wall? How did the kids do that?
I have no place to put these groceries.
Our space is closing in on us. I think it's time for a bigger house.
Yeah, no. There's no way we could make that work. But we could finish the basement and remodel the kitchen.
Fox Home Innovations believes your home is an investment and a space you should love to live in. From helping design a space that's functional and works for you, to the finishing touches that make you smile.